In the name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A poem by Maya Angelou entitled Amazing Peace. Thunder rumbles in the mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Flood waters await us on our own streets. Snow falls upon snow, falls upon snow to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves, what have we done to so affront nature? We worry, God, are you there? Are you really there? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters. Streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness, high up into the bright air, the world is encouraged to come away from rancor, come the way of friendship. It is the glad season. Thunder ebbs to silence, and lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. Flood waters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us as we make our way to higher ground. Hope is born again in the faces of children. Hope rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunsets. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things, even hate, which crouches, is hiding in its dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first, it is too soft. Then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now. It is louder. Louder than the explosion of bombs. We tremble at the sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for. Not just the absence of war, but true peace, a harmony of spirit, a comfort of courtesies, security for our beloveds and their beloveds. We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait with us at least for a while. Stay with us, we beckon. We Baptist and Buddhist, Methodist and Muslim, we say, come, peace. come and fill us and our world with your majesty. We, the Jew and the Jainist, the Catholic and the Confucian, we implore you to stay with us for a while so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexities and see community. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. Stop it! On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and each other. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other. At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ into the great religions of the world. We jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues at the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud. Peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud. Peace. We look at each other and into ourselves, and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brothers, peace, my sisters, peace, my soul. For all of those who call themselves or others desolate, decimated, about to be destroyed in this new year, your true name is My Delight. My cherished ones, my beloveds, for whom there is no other identity, you belong, and together we shall create peace. Promise to Jerusalem, Shalom, is also the promise to Islam, Assalamu Alaikum. The true practitioners of that faith only want peace like us. We attempted 10 days after the explosion of Gaza to come together to pray for peace. Rabbi Dan and the Islamic Center and myself met because this is not a religious war. It is not. It is power, greed, insatiable greed, and violence worshiping itself. And they ask that peace would host this gathering of prayers for peace among us. And of course I said yes. But then the security people in the Bay Area including the FBI asked that we not hold prayers for peace because that would be too dangerous. Too much at risk. Too many people hating, threatening. Yeah. This beautiful story for today. Simeon is in the temple. The child brought in for the blessings. And he'd been promised, before I die, you shall see the one who makes for peace. And he's holding this child. Now I can go in peace. It's all good. And then he says, oops, is that too high? I'm hearing reverb. Are you okay? Just bring it down a little bit. Then he says, this child will be called a sign of contradiction. And this is really, really important, because this little one who comes to be peace and breathe peace and teach peace and live peace and love peace is not wanted. This is the message, friends. We don't really want peace. We want things to be quiet. We want problems to go away. But we don't want to do the things that make for peace. And that's what the whole Jesus story is about. Why does he stir so much conflict? Turn the other cheek. Bless those who curse you. Open the heart. Forgive 70 times 7. We don't want it. And that's why there's a crucifixion. And not only that, Simeon then says to Mary and Joseph, and this child of yours will put a sword through your own hearts. It will cost you. And this is what they lived with as parents for a lifetime. Would that you knew the things that make for peace. Jesus says just before he enters Jerusalem at the end of his life. Do we really want to know? The reason our peace efforts go nowhere is because war is total commitment. You got to give warmongers credit for that. Total commitment. Whereas the people of peace are saying, I hope it comes. I wish it would change. I don't know how much time I can really invest in this. And why is the world such a mess? Would that you knew the things that make for peace. We say every Sunday, there is no way to peace because it is not a strategic plan. The work of peace begins within us. It must become soul deep. It is not possible in superficial, just political realms to accomplish peace. It's a transformation of our hearts to live inside of that love which makes no sense to our world. Anna was not in that temple all those decades so she could become more holy. She wasn't there to improve her spiritual measurements. She was there fasting and praying for peace in her life and those around her. And these are the three things we need as we begin this new year, presented rather frequently as potentially a year of terror. We need wisdom. We desperately need wisdom. Knowledge is about data. It can make people cold and clever. There are amazing things that AI can do. It's a great research tool. It's also amazing all the deceit it can foist on our society. False impressions and lies. We need wisdom, which is understanding. It goes much deeper than mere information. I love the ancient Taoist comment which said, when wise people hear wisdom, they go, ooh, that's for me. When average people hear wisdom, they go, I don't know, maybe. And when fools hear wisdom, they go, you're kidding me. They laugh out loud. But if fools didn't laugh, it wouldn't be wisdom. Yeah. No need to waste any more time on foolishness, is there? Wisdom to ground our hearts, as Simeon and Anna. We need imagination to stir the possibilities from our hearts to create what we believe in and what we long for. Realists always put down imagination, right? It's, come on, get real. No. No, it's from the heart to the heart. That's what we need. That's how we will create the peace we long for. Not by waiting for politicians to solve it. It's what we enact. And that imagination stirring our hearts, stories, and truths. is essential in order for there to be connection and relationship. Because power and insatiable greed have no need of relationship. It's just trampling who's ever in front of it. It doesn't care. It's not trying to create a society which says, hey, this is how we can take care of one another, how we can provide health care for absolutely everybody. We can't do that. It's not affordable. If you look at the economics, I mean, have you been to Wall Street? Do you... Balderdash! We need wisdom. We need you. We need hearts alive. We need the imagination of God within us to restore our relationships with the earth, with each other, with hope, with our children, with lives that matter. So that we, by God's grace and mercy, through a crucified, contradictory love, can live into that peace which the world cannot give. Translating our lives so that our own lives make sense to us and each other. Building a peace not just for Christmas. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.